on correcting the faults of others. No service calls for more prayer, delicacy of feeling, spiritual wisdom and meekness than does this one. The motive impelling it must be love. The end in view, the glory of God. Our aim, the recovery of an erring one. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Only he who is spiritual, who allows not sin in himself, walks softly with God, is fit to approach a fellow believer for this necessary and difficult task. We are to remember that we are so united together in one family and a fellowship that the wrongdoing of one concerns all, and that it is in the interests of the whole household of faith to seek the restoration of the erring one. Such restoration can only be performed in the spirit of meekness, gentleness, and lowliness of heart, for harshness and arrogance repel and do not win. Whatever fault he has committed, let us not forget that but for divine grace, we too would fall in the same way as we acknowledge to God whenever we pray, lead us not into temptation. That which we say to him must not only be a word in season, but fitly spoken. Proverbs 25:11, February 1942.